Welcome back to Coast, Richard Serrett with you, along with Douglas Cottrell Jr. and Douglas Cottrell Sr. And Dr. Cottrell, a senior, is in a deep meditative trance, reclined in his leather chair as we speak, and his son, Douglas Jr., will be sort of shepherding us through this reading as his father taps into the Akashic Record, Allah, the sleeping prophet, Edgar Cayce. Doug Jr., are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Richard.
Okay, so how do we hold my hand here a little bit? How do we proceed? I'm told from your father earlier that we begin with a protective prayer. Is that the idea?
Yep. So I've done all that preliminary stuff while we were doing the break. Right now, Douglas is connected with you. I've asked him to locate you, Richard. So he's now waiting for questions or direction from you.
Okay, and what is the best way to ask these questions?
Generally speaking, if you want a very specific answer, you should ask a more specific question. A general question will get a general answer. Try to be as straightforward, as clear and to the point as you can.
All right, and if need be, if you need to rephrase my question, you please feel free.
Okay.
My initial question has to do with the potential for a major coronal ejection or solar storm and the subsequent EMP event or electromagnetic pulse event, which could knock out power grids throughout North America, leaving hundreds of millions of people essentially in the dark. And this is a topic that's very near and dear to George Norrie's heart, I know. So if your father could answer whether or not or how likely is a major EMP event in the next 2 to 3 years?
As you would examine the solar system itself, you would find that already there are occurrences here in the sun. The polarity change and that of the eruptions that are currently taking place are affecting similar the human consciousness and the well-being physically of those upon the planet. Depending on which side of the planet is facing the sun when there is a wave of these disturbances, that particular portion of the planet suffers. As to the possibility of a totality, as to the effect of electronic equipment resetting and disrupting, this is highly probable. You will find that as the sun itself continues in its explosive behavior, that there will be a scorching effect, so to speak, as well as that as to high degree of electronic magnetic waves that are affecting those that would be receptive to the same. In other words, those computers, satellites, and other conditions that would be run by electronic means, you'll say. The question being, what is the probability? It is quite high. There is possibility for this to be averted. But this would take the will of most who would be on the planet in attempting to change their ways and attempting to cool that as to the hostilities and the inhumanity that is taking place. For understand, the physical world is the result of those things that are carried on in the higher realms or the soul mind itself. But to the question, yes, the possibility is very prominent and possible, if this is the question, direction.
All right, so we'll mark that down as highly probable, a major EMP event in North America, the United States, in the next 2 to 3 years. Highly probable. That coming from the soul mind and the Akashic Record of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, who joins us here on Coast to Coast AM. To the next question, Doug Jr. Or Doug Sr., I would like to know about the possibility of the of a major eruption of the Yellowstone caldera. This is the super volcano located in Yellowstone National Park in the United States. Again, the likelihood of a major eruption of the Yellowstone caldera in, again, the next 2 to 3 years.
Very likely this is indeed going to happen. You will find that there will be a wall of lava. There will be volcanic ash. It will be choking and suffocating those that would be in a easterly direction from this location. This will have widespread effect of volcanic ash, and as such, this may cover the entire easterly direction, even to the coast itself. However, to the question, the probability is very high within this time frame. You would find that the continued bubbling of this effect as to the volcano and the activity will increase, as you would find in the sun, the bubbling of the sun and the continuation of eruptions here. These are correlated, not that they are conjoined, but they are in the time frame similar. There will be contractions of the crust of the earth. Everything east of the Rockies will suffer, but everything west of the Rockies will be engaged in similar volcanic activity, even until the Jewel of the North as well. To the question, within the time frame, this would be possible, but it will take place, even if it take a little longer than the next 2 to 3 years. However, this is going to happen. Direction.
All right. My next question has to do with the likelihood of life on Mars, as, of course, we're all gearing up for a manned mission to Mars. I'd like to know, let me just ask it directly and specifically, is there life, either microbial or more advanced, life on the red planet, Mars?
Affirmative.
Affirmative. Could you describe the nature of the life on the planet Mars?
These, of course, will be of the small life forces. You will find that there will be existing those organisms. They will be like viruses. They will be like bacteria. They will be continuations, and they will have been historic or have been in existence for a very long time. You will find these in the remnants of snow or ice. You will find them in the minerals. We don't have larger species, but here these would be in microbes or small entities or life forces. Yes, to the question. It would be as to the one-celled creatures almost. Direction.
My next question has to do with the efforts of various groups around the world under the umbrella term UFO Disclosure Advocates. My specific question relates to their efforts to force governments to disclose the truth or to reveal the truth about the reality of extraterrestrials and UFOs, more specifically, the reality of extraterrestrial civilizations interacting with human civilization. Can you, Douglas Sr., reveal the timing of whether or not there will be disclosure from official disclosure from the United States government in the next 2 to 3 years relating to the UFO ET reality?
As you will find, this is already taking place. From previous presidents, there have been indications that what has been suspected, that what has been examined, and what has been put forward by advocates of the same is correct and true. It is unreasonable to believe that this small planet is isolated and the only form of life in the universe. Understanding that the universe itself is not readily accepted or understood by the finite mind. However, to the question, in the governments you have directed us towards, there are already leakages of the same. And within that of the second year, even unto the fifth year, there will be abundance of evidence and sightings and indications that would be difficult to deny, to look a blind eye upon the same. However, to the question, already this is taking place. There is a venting of confirmation that those sightings, experiences, visitations, interactions have taken place. They will continue to take place as the world in its chaotic state will continue to spiral downward. There is a hope, there is a chance that the planet need not experience this time. It would be deemed chaotic by most. However, it will continue until such a time as that there will be the will of many upon the planet to revert to a kindness, to a cooperation between race minds and individuals, as you would call them, leaders. But to the question, within the time frame, expect more and more affirmation of what has taken place in communication with those who would be not of this world. This is going to continue until the point of deniability is completely extinguished. And you will hear from the highest office in the land that this is correct or true, that there has been interaction with beings that were not of the world, but come from the heavens above. Direction.
You've just stated that is the soul mind of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. The soul mind is indicated that a disclosure announcement will come from the highest office in the land. That would suggest, obviously, the President of the United States. Can we be more specific about the timing of such a disclosure announcement from the chief executive, the President of the United States?
We have said the office rather than the individual, but to the question as to this timing, it would take place, as we have given, in a time of chaotic experiences in which there will be further disruptions in weather, in volcanic activity. Look to that of Vesuvius and Etna, when there is a correlation or explosion of these two volcanic eruptions, that this would be about the time itself. This could take place within that of 16 or 17 as to the year itself. But up until that point, there will be a continuation of validation of that that is taking place by those who are researching the communication between the peoples of this world and of others. This would be within the next 2 to 3 years, you will find almost a commonplace acceptance. And then you will find, let us say, sightings that will be undeniable. These will be precursors to that of announcements that would be readily accepted. Fear not. Those who are researching and putting forth the consciousness, the possibility that this world is not alone. This will be accepted. This will be acknowledged. This will be validated. For it makes no sense to deny the obvious. And as it is already taking place, venting of this information, that as to the conclusion of official, although perhaps not as exact as those who would research the same would like, it will be acknowledged, as has been the Canadian you have referred to previously, there will be others in similar positions, as there already are. And this truth cannot be suppressed. Those who have labored long will feel vindicated and somewhat satisfied. What is being said, what they have worked so hard to prove, the obvious, you'll see, is now accepted in all levels. Understand there are conditions, there are circumstances that are preventing official validation. For them, the next step would be to attempt to interact more officially. And this is not ready. This is not part of the concerns. At this point in time, the chaos in the world continues economically. The shift of power is going from the West to the East. And as there is continued military strengthening in the East, there are worries in the West. And these will be the concerns. Economic warfare is already taking place. Extremes and chaos in the banking communities are taking place. The planet is heating. The oceans are heating. The effects will be upon the crust of the earth, in which volcanic activity and other economic commodity extremes will take place.
All right. I hate to interrupt the soul mind, soul voice of Dr. James Douglas James Cottrell, but we are heading into a break. When we come back, we'll continue to tap into the Akashic Record and discuss geopolitics and much more right here on Coast to Coast AM. My name is Richard Serrett. Stay with us. All right, we are speaking with the soul mind of a remote viewer, medical intuitive, Canada's Edgar Casey. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell and his son, Douglas Jr., is with us, sort of shepherding this reading as his father connects with the Akashic Record. And I wasn't going to do this originally. We were going to wait until the final hour of the program when Douglas Sr. joins us, or at least his conscious mind joins us once again, and we were going to take calls at that time. But I thought, why not start now? And if you'd like to call in, if you have a question to pose to Dr. Cottrell's soul mind, a question you would like put to the Akashic Record, we can start to do that now. And I guess the sort of things that we're looking for here would be not personal in nature. We want these questions to be of a general interest. So if you have questions relating to, for example, earth changes, we've talked about the likelihood of a major EMP event, which the soul mind has indicated is highly probable in the next 2 to 3 years. We talked about the Yellowstone caldera and the likelihood of an eruption in the next 2 to 3 years. Which has likewise been deemed highly probable. We've talked about life on Mars, a UFO disclosure. If you've got questions of a geopolitical nature, perhaps dealing with the Middle East or sub-Saharan Africa and the Ebola virus, or more of a domestic nature, we of course have the presidential elections coming up in 2016. So all of those things on the table, certainly valid, and there are others that I haven't thought of. But again, a question that is of general interest to the wide audience, not of a personal nature. So if you'd like to speak with the soul mind of Dr. James or Douglas James Cottrell, Canada's Edgar Casey, the phone lines are waiting for you, as am I, your humble host, Richard Serrett, right here on Coast to Coast AM. In conversation with the soul mind of remote viewer, medical intuitive, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, Canada's Edgar Casey. He's in a deep meditative trance, and his son, Douglas Jr., is helping us as we tap into the Akashic Record. Not surprisingly, the phone lines here at Coast are filling up in a hurry, and we'll take your questions. Not every day you have an opportunity to put the Akashic Record on your speed dial, but that opportunity awaits. And then at the top of the hour, because this is such a stressful ordeal for Dr. Cottrell, we will awaken him from his deep trance meditative state, and we will be once again in conversation with his waking mind or his conscious mind But now, again, until the top of the hour, if you have a question of general interest, it could be earth changes, it could be geopolitical, then we can get that done. Before we proceed, Doug Jr., how is your father doing? Does he appear to be comfortable? Is he under any distress whatsoever?
Looks like everything's okay. I've actually tweeted a photo of him. For those people who are following on Twitter, you can see a picture of him taken just a couple minutes ago.
And give us the address where they can see that. The Twitter feed is where?
It's at Douglas Cottrell on Twitter.
Douglas Cottrell. All right. And they can see a photo of Canada's Edgar Casey in his legendary reclining leather chair in a DMT. All right. Let's get back to our questions. I have an email, and I want to ask specifically about the missing Malaysian airline plane that went down somewhere. We're told it went down somewhere over the Indian Ocean, and I'm wondering whether he could identify the location of that plane. And again, this is Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. It disappeared Saturday, March the 8th of 2014.
We assume the question is as to the whereabouts as to this airliner. We would find that, as we have given previously, the circumstances surrounding this have been highly secretive, and there has been, as has been seen recently, diversions and deceit. Understand we have conditions, and indeed the plane itself is in a situation where it is intact, and there is, let us say, the plane is parked in a situation where it is under high degree of security. The intention was to destroy life on the plane and to divert what would have been information from foreign powers in the East. The location is sequestered. It is near a shoreline, and we have it beneath the water. We cannot give specifically the location, otherwise this would be somewhat contentious and dangerous for those who would inquire direction.
Douglas Jr., that's interesting. How common is that for the information coming from the Akashic record to be sequestered? Why would that happen?
In the case of a client coming for a personal reading about their own welfare, the information is always given. But in the case of asking questions that don't really have any direct bearing on your health and welfare, then circumstances are different. Sometimes information has a time and a place, and the consciousness, the greater consciousness, knows better than I do, and we do, what information should be given at what time.
So, for example, for my own personal safety or the client's own personal safety, that information may not be divulged in order to protect that individual.
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right, but we did hear from the soul mind of Dr. Cottrell that missing flight, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, is intact and on the ground near a shoreline, and the purpose to divert that flight was to prevent information getting to a power in the East. All right, let's go to the wild card line. Melissa is in Seattle, Washington. Melissa, good morning, and welcome to Coast to Coast.
Well, hello, welcome. I'm glad to be here. My question for Dr. Cottrell is, what's the most important thing for us to do to protect and improve the health of the Earth? And what's our likelihood of success in our time frame for getting it done? And what advice do you have for proceeding in that area?
Okay, I'd just like to interject here if I could. One question at a time, please.
All right. So the best, let's, if I might, Melissa, let me just pick one, and that is how might we best preserve the Earth's health and prevent some future calamity?
Right.
It is best to understand that the consciousness of the human race, the consciousness of the Earth, are one. It should be understood that what is taking place in the world at this point in time is an end result of the attitude and the interaction of humans, as you know, humans. There is still time left yet for the planet to avoid those calamities, those situations in which there will be great strife in the world. The oceans are heating. The oceans will rise as the polar caps continue to melt, and the planet is wobbling on its axis, and there will be a tilting of the same. Humans, as you know, humans, to avoid, perhaps avert, these calamities, can begin by simply being nice to one another. Prayer is a form of communication. All minds are linked together. All are one on the spiritual level. To understand, to improve the world, to save the world, to stop these extremes, this time of chaos, it would simply be to love one another, to take care of one another, to be compassionate. Compassion is the medicine that will save the world from these extremes. Direction.
All right. Let's move to the next question. First of all, thank you, Melissa, in Seattle. Next, we go to the wild card line, and it's Bridget in New Hampshire. Bridget, welcome, and thanks for checking in from the Granite State.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Question. Douglas, will there be an alien war, good and bad, here on our planet? That's all I need to know. Thank you.
All right, Bridget, will there be an alien war on planet Earth? And who will be, well, that's the second question. Let's start with that. Will there be an alien war on planet Earth?
As you would understand the consciousness, then you would understand that there are extremes and there are conditions. The greatest is non-interference. To understand free will and free choice is to understand the cosmic consciousness that divides the human experience and the spiritual consequences. There will not be an invasion, a war. There will not be anything extraterrestrial. Those conditions, this place, has been provided for those who are upon the same. The peoples of the world, the humans, as you know, humans. Never fear, there will not be any form of intervention, for it cannot be given permission. For there are other minds, higher minds. The intention is to overcome warfare, division, misery. The intention is to bring compassion and love and peace into a place such as this that is experiencing these extremes. This is a testing or teaching time. those upon the planet who will survive and will continue will experience 1,000 years of peace. And as those who combat one another learn to be cooperative and have compassion, this will radiate out from this place. But there will not be any intervention, any warfare upon this place. Only that it is within the place, on the planet itself, will there be such. Never fear. Direction.
All right, Bridget in New Hampshire, thank you for that. Let's go to the international line here on Coast to Coast and welcome Yolanda from Vancouver to Coast AM. Yolanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, my question is, are there safe areas in the world where one can live within the next few years that has the least disruption to nature?
The answer is affirmative. To the North American continent, it would be to be inland, east of the Rockies, from the north to the south, west of the eastern seaboard, about 200 kilometers. Higher is better. There will be shrinkages of the continents. Africa will shrink in size. The plain around the outside will be inundated with water. North of the Scandinavian countries, directly east and west, all will be underwater. Move southward from the coast in the north. To that of the areas of India, it will shrink and the continent is moving north, but will be intact. Australia is safe and will not be affected. There will be large masses of land that will form east of South America. Argentina will be inundated with water and start all over again. There will be seen areas in the Pacific that will rise, causing flooding to the western seaboard of the Americas, and also that as to the submergence of those countries, islands, it would be in the West Pacific. The Ring of Fire, as it would be called, will be continuously active. Italy will be also active as to the volcanic activities of Vesuvius and Etna, but the country itself will survive. You will find that Spain will shrink in size, and there will be inundation of waves or water from the north all the way up to the highest point in the north of Spain. San Sebastian will be submerged. The Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans will increase. You will find volcanic activity in the St. Lawrence that will further separate the south shore from the north, but the country will be maintained. Anywhere in the interior should be safe. The four corners in America will be safe. That in the southernmost tip of Florida will suffer as it will wash away. There will be movements up and down of Central America. This will cause some inundation of water and some forming of a new coastline. Expect larger islands to appear in the oceans themselves. However, to the question, to be inland from the coastline is usually a rule of thumb to be safe. There will be, for those on the coastlines, great trials and tribulations. This is taking place and will continue to take place, as you will notice the shrinking of the ice caps, the wobbling of the planet, and the possibility of the planet reversing its rotation. However, to the question, yes, there are many safe places. Pay attention to the dreams and visions and those who have prophesied the same. Let the self be led to those places. For most, they will survive. He will survive as you would move. To the question, yes, there are. The planet will not be devastated, just the coastlines. Direction.
All right. Thank you, Yolanda in Vancouver, Canada. Now, Douglas Jr., we are coming up on a break. On the other side, we will awaken your father and speak with his conscious mind for the duration of the program. But what I'd like to do, and there are people still holding onto a line, and I would encourage them to continue to hold onto their line. We'll take calls with your dad. Is he able to answer these same types of questions, not from his soul mind, but just based on his visions?
Yes. The difference is the quality of the information. In his regular waking intuitive state, he still picks up on things. He gets impressions, and that's what he'll be able to do when we come back.
All right. We'll do that, and I have some additional questions as well about what it's like to tap into the Akashic Record and what it's like to be a remote viewer. Back with more of my conversation with Canada's Edgar Cayce as Rush takes us into the break here on Coast to Coast AM.